You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We are The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
I'm Chris.
And my name is Kevin.
Hey, everybody's here. How about that? And today we are discussing something kind of disgusting, actually. Superhero bathroom visits, basically. It all started when, I feel like Mallrats kind of started it all with the dick thing. And it got me thinking about this. And I know Chris has been always curious about this subject ever since he got, you dipped through the paper and got some on his finger. As a child, it's just stuck with him. And it's something that he's been thinking about for a long time, too. So let's bring this out onto the table, so to speak. We're talking about ways with using the restroom, very clever ways. Now, one that I was thinking, there's a picture directly behind Kevin that I can see that you guys can't. But it's of Doctor Strange. And I was thinking, what if there is like a planet, for example, or a dimension, probably a dimension that pissed him off and like charged him tax on like a hot dog or something. And he was like, well, F you guys. And then now whenever he takes a dookie, he just opens a portal in the toilet and it just drops down through that portal onto that planet just randomly all over the place. Do you think that is something that he would do?
That would be a very wicked thing for him to do. I cannot imagine him doing such a thing.
I imagine it's something that Johnny Blaze would do.
The John Constantine, you mean?
No, Johnny Blaze. It's a
Ghost Rider.
The Human Torch.
No. There's a. It's a She-Hulk reference.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Way to just throw us under the bus, Chris. Seeing as how we haven't seen it. Wow. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to discuss that we haven't seen? Perhaps you could talk about you could talk about the Black Panther film. You got a sneak preview on, and ruin
it. Give us the lowdown.
I wish I had something to say about the Black Panther film, but I do wonder how Black Panther how he shits or pisses in that suit.
That is like, a good one. Yeah. And does he bury it?
Depends on where he's at.
Right? I mean, would he bury it? Would he like, if it was, let's say it's at a golf course. And he's in the sand trap section. Would he bury it? Would he instinctually bury it?
You have no choice.
I don't know. But yeah, the Black Panther costume is a tough one. Because of all that kind of like a vibranium spandex kind of thing. That'd be hard. I don't know. I don't know on that one how he would do it. Can't figure that one out. Kevin, what's yours?
The Incredible Hulk. When Banner is hulked out, I'm curious if he has to go in that form. He's raging like a madman. That's not a good thing.
I think he flings his poo. I think he gets like really angry monkey Hulk, and he just flings his shit at people. I mean, what
is it radiated? Is it radiated?
I don't know. I mean, it could be. I guess since it's coming out of him, since it's been in him for a while, it's possible. Like, if it's corn, it's probably coming right out, and he's flinging that, and it's harmless. But if it's, like, steak or something, maybe, because, meat usually traditionally takes a while to break down in your body. But how does the Hulk's digestive system work? Is he randomly eating bushes and trees, bark and shit like that? Or does he sit down like for actual meals? We know what the intelligent version of Hulk would do. He would sit down with, fork and knife and have his steak. But if he's like the savage Hulk, the crazy
version. Killing bunnies, he's ripping bunnies' heads off.
Right. Eating raw, rabbits and shit and squirrels and chasing them down, swallowing the bones and stuff. How long does that stay in his system? Does it stay in there long enough to radiate into create something? And if he flings that at somebody and it gets in their mouth or their eye, do they then become radiated and become Hulk-like? If that's possible. So what Marvel would say is no, because Hulk doesn't fling his poo. But we all know better. I mean, who hasn't flung their poo at somebody at some point in time? I mean, I got angry at Chris and I flung my shit at him. We were in Thailand. So, you know, it felt more natural. We were on a tuk-tuk at the time.
And then I flung it back and it was hilarious because he ducked. And so it hit the person that was walking next to the tuk-tuk.
Yeah, they did not tuck duck. Sing. Oh, I'll be here.
Or duck tuck.
Duck tuck, yeah. Do ducks tuck? Let's talk about Howard the Duck, by the way. Half the time he wasn't wearing pants. So it like if you go by movie Howard the Duck, he just would let it all out, right? He would shit and piss and just keep walking. Or he'd probably float along somewhere. He would go to a pond, stand there for a few minutes. He'd be like, Howard, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing, I'm good. And then he would, you know, leave. And then that would be it. And you would never know. You would never know that you just took a Duke. Like, you would never know. But the Hulk did that without pants. Then you would know because, you know, he's traditionally wearing pants, whether they're torn or not.
So what do you think? Do you think Tony Stark, do you think for, like, Iron Man, he built in, like, this, like, vacuum? So, like, he needs to, like, go to the bathroom. He can, like, vacuum. He can just, like, it's like a vacuumized diaper or something where he can just do his business and then the suit takes care of everything.
Yeah.
I think it's a special cod piece. It's a special cod piece.
Yeah. I think there's a cod piece thing going on there. I think I'm not 100%, but yeah, I think there is like a vacuum thing that comes in and it probably helps to cool down the suit. Like an antifreeze coolant that runs through. So if he urinates, it brings that through and it kind of runs through to keep the cooling system going in there, I think. Now, if he had to take a dump, that I couldn't tell you. Like, I would think that there's an emergency evacuation thing out back with, like, geez, what could it be? Like, it could work like this. And hear me out on this one. Okay, so he dukes, right? And then there's like a special vacuum thing that sucks as he's duking and it pulls it through a tube. And then there's a spray hose in the back that just kind of spritzes his butt with water. And then at the end with a slight perfume. So it keeps it fresh, you know, maybe like sandalwood. And at the same time, as it's sucking it sucks it through this chamber and it kicks it out down through the leg through one of the propulsion systems that's underneath there and just burns it out. So it becomes, you know, just nothing. You know, it's just burnt out. It's completely been eradicated. So I feel like that's probably the best system to have rather than a flap in the back that he just shits out of. I think that's probably like the first version of the Iron Man suit he had where there was just a flap out the back and he shit out of it. But as he got more advanced, he realized it needs to go out through the propulsion system. So there needs to be a suction. There needs to be a water cleanse and there needs to be an obliteration, a total flame annihilation of this Duke that needs to take place. What do you think, guys? Sounds good. That sounds right. Yeah. Sounds sound. My logic is sound.
You made some bizarre scientific explanation. Sure. We'll go with it.
But I feel like sound. I feel like sound explanations.
All right. Which superheroes do we feel wear diapers besides Professor X?
That's probably true.
Yeah, probably true. I would say probably Rocket Red. From Justice League International, Justice League Europe, that kind of thing. I feel like the Russian version of an Iron Man kind of suit back then probably, again, wouldn't be as advanced. They probably didn't even have the hatch. So he probably had to wear a diaper. And that's just to soak it up. And he probably prayed to the gods that he didn't have to take a shit. Otherwise, he had to just stand in it the whole time or sit in it.
What about the Doom Patrol chief?
Well, he's in a wheelchair. Let's not get a gang up on the wheelchair people here.
He's bringing up
this. Let's talk a little bit about it. We're just talking about diaper time here. So diaper time.
All right. What about Galactus?
No, I don't think he just rains a cloud of shit on a planet, I feel like. Like, the, you know, like, what's this brown water coming from the sky? Why is it? It's Galactus. He just leaned over and bent over and took a shit on your planet. Like, that's the ultimate, by the way, that's the ultimate slap in the face if Galactus shits on your planet.
Quite literally.
Like, and you don't shit where you eat. So that means he doesn't plan on eating that planet because he's shitting on it. So that means your planet sucks because it's not worthy of him taking a munch and crunch on. And instead, he's going to take a giant duke on your planet. And it's probably, yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. We've talked about like Doctor Strange portals. We've talked about the Hulk. We've talked about Iron Man. We talked about a little bit about Howard the Duck. We've talked about Galactus. Dead Man is an ectoplasmic entity. Therefore, he doesn't technically duke, but he has to possess the bodies of people that would. And not all the time can you can control all the functions of a body, even when you're in full control of your capacities. Can you control all functionality of the human body? So I feel like Dead Man would just fall prey to that and hopefully could get that sensation and understand what that was. Otherwise, that person might just be shitting down their pant leg and he wouldn't even know because he doesn't. So you have to ask that question. Does Dead Man get the feeling of having to take a duke when he's possessed that body? And that goes for any ghost entity, you know, like, because sometimes people just go.
Yeah, that's true.
And it would be just like after you, probably very similar to after you die, because once you die, your bowels release in your bladder.
Right.
So you piss and shit yourself. For those that didn't know, I'm sorry. But so with Dead Man, it might be a similar thing, unless he can control those aspects of the human body. And in which case, thank God.
I got one for you, Colossus. But he's in steel form.
Steel form. He has to change back. There's no other choice.
But what if someone used their ability that he's permanently stuck in steel form and he has to go?
I think he dies. If he gets sepsis or some shit. Like there's some type of internal thing that happens and his soul organs start filling up with shit and then he just dies.
Yeah. Basically Magneto. Magneto could just basically lock him in, like, aha, you're not turning back.
I just sealed your ass. Yeah, that would be it.
Pretty much.
He'd be like, you're dead in 2 weeks. In Colossus. Well,
on that thought, like, the thing from Fantastic Four, like, is he, like, it shit rocks. Out pebbles? Like what?
Probably.
Or is it just a situation?
Actually, it's been proven now that there is like meat and stuff underneath there. Like in the comic book world, as proven can be. When the Hulk punched him so hard, he knocked part of his rock face away. It left that meaty area there. So we know that there's meat and there's bone under there and stuff. So it's just like an ectoskeleton. It's an outer shell of rock. He's not all rock completely, which means that his internal organs are like regular people's internal organs, which means that he just takes regular shits. It's just, it comes out a little bit different because it's got all that rock to get around. Because, you know, the cheeks on the inside, I would imagine, are rock, which also brings a good question. When he walks around, that kind of friction that's going on, you know, you got to hear some grindage or something, right? I mean, he's got a rock dick, I would imagine.
Yeah.
This podcast is not safe for children. Let me just say this episode anyway.
Yeah. I sure hope you put the warning on there ahead of time.
No, there's no warning. You're just in it to win it, buddy.
Oh, you got to put a TVMA on there before you start this podcast.
I feel like Green Lantern would be easy. You would just imagine, like you could imagine like a servant to come over and wipe your bum for you and then powder you or spray you off,
You create your own toilet with your ring. That's all.
You create your own toilet that sucks it out like on a plane. You create, you know, I think the Green Lantern ring is a perfect utensil for taking a duke. I feel like that is just an excellent thing for someone like I don't know if there's a better system for anybody than having a Green Lantern ring. I feel like that's perfect. Like there's so many ways that you could go to the bathroom having a Green Lantern ring. You could even send your little ring, like tube or something, up your butthole and just like turn on a vacuum or something. Woo, gently just suck out whatever. That way you never really technically had to go.
Hmm.
You could do that. There's so many things that a Green Lantern ring can do.
What about Darkseid?
Darkseid. I feel like he's one of those guys that doesn't, it's too holy. Like, his underlings would try to collect it and sell it on eBay or something. So he uses his Omega Beams to burn it as soon as it comes out.
Makes sense.
So I feel like he do. And then he lasers, and then it goes boom, 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 up around the room, and then hits the toilet and just eviscerates it.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
How does Wolverine wipe?
Well, he doesn't use his claws, that's for sure.
That would hurt.
Yes. That would hurt. So he has to make sure he has full use of his capacity. In order to do that. Otherwise, it could be a problem. If his claws wouldn't retract, he ain't wiping shit. Literally, he ain't wiping shit. And in fact, when you were talking about Colossus earlier, I thought, well, if Colossus got stuck, maybe Wolverine could cut a little butthole in there for him. But then he could also be cutting up inside of him and like be puncturing his, his cavity, his bowels, basically. Up in his intestinal tract, so it could kill him easily. He could bleed out.
How about Spawn?
Spawn's a hell spawn, a demon, so to speak. So that one's another easy burning type of situation, evisceration type thing, I think. Also, it could be magical. He could use some type of magic. He could also.
If he's a demon, he may not need the shit. I mean, he's dead.
True, he is dead. Yeah, that's a very good point. So, yeah, people that are listening, I have not been thinking about this a long time. Okay, I lied. I have been thinking about this a long time. So I got pretty much an answer for everybody, or at least most. Yeah.
Groot.
I feel like it's mulch. It's like wood chips. It's like mulch that comes out, you know, like little pieces of peat moss or something. He probably used his moss to wipe his butt with, I would imagine.
All right, so how long do you think it takes Batman to take his costume off to pee?
Well, I think he has the tights, so he just takes the tights, and then I think he has a zipper thing in the back or something, so he has to unzip, so he has to take that down past his waist, and then he probably leaves a little tight things on because he can just pull those down over top of it. So I would say probably about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe, because the cowl. If it's stuck underneath the cowl, then he would have to pull the cowl up too. And then the gloves and take that off. Probably 5 minutes it would take him to even start peeing. So when he feels an inkling of a tinkle, he probably should go and use the bat toilet.
It's going to be one of those Alfreds like, Bruce, better leave before we leave for the trip.
Yep,
use the bathroom now.
Yes.
We're not stopping Bruce, on the way.
Master Bruce, you need to tinkle. Okay, Alfred, I'll take my tinkle now.
Now, Swamp Thing probably speaks for itself, I suppose. I mean,
I don't think he has. Earth. He doesn't have the. I think he. Well, actually, I take that back. It's a very particular reason why I take that back is because Alec Holland, when Alan Moore did the run of Swamp Thing, Alec Holland didn't exist. He died.
Right.
And the creature from the swamp that with this entity that was created took on his. His brain waves and basically recreated Alec Holland. So he wanted to be as close to humanoid as possible, which would mean he would probably have created some type of intestinal tract and way to eat and to defecate as well. But I would imagine when he does do that, whatever comes out turns immediately into like wonderful flowers or something along.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, he is of the green. He can just easily recycle it into some kind of, some flowers. Some plant, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I think it's a good one. That's a good one to bring up, Kevin, because it does beg to understand the anatomy of certain characters and how that would work. Like for an android, for example, Machine Man, it would work.
Vision.
Vision, Machine Man, and Deathlok would all work differently. I think Deathlok would be the closest to a human defecation, whereas Vision would want that. And would maybe have asked Wanda to create that for him so then he could be more human. So then Vision also defecates. But Machine Man, I don't see that. Although he could also do that because he's somewhat similar to Deathlok in that aspect.
And Aquaman, I'm sure it's a very clean clean fluids.
You know what? that shit just trails. You ever seen a fish take a shit and the tube's just stuck behind him in their ass and they're going for like an hour swimming around? That is like, Chris and I, we talked about this, I think, when we went to see the movie, the Aquaman movie back in like 2018. We talked about this. And we were like, man, if he took a shit right now, that stuff would be just hanging out of his ass for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, or then float up. So there'd be like this very serious scene between him and Ocean Master. And they'd be like right in each other's face like this. And then suddenly, bloop, bloop, like little pieces of Duke would float up. In between them, they would look like, oh, no. So I could totally see it. And also with just gas in general, you get the bubbles, you know. So
yeah, that's true.
That would be very, there would never be getting away with a fart when you lived underwater. Never.
Now, what about the Atom?
But they wouldn't smell, though.
That's true. Wouldn't smell. What's that?
The Atom and Ant-Man.
Oh, I'm glad you brought those up. Those are great instances of they can do whatever the fuck they want because they're tiny. They can shrink down. You ever have like an ant or something literally take a shit? Have you ever seen ant shit? It's almost microscopic. It's very, very tiny. It's like a little dot. So sometimes when you're like, oh, that's some dirt on the table or whatever, it could have been an ant turd and you wouldn't even have known it. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. So Hank Pym or,
Scott Lang
or, Jesus, what's the Adam's name? I'm so out of it. These guys can take a shit however they want, and they can totally get away. Like imagine
Ray Palmer.
Ray, thank you. Oh my God, Ray Palmer. So imagine it, like if you have a fear of public restrooms, you wouldn't even like you would just take a little piece of toilet paper and you'd shrink down, and you would just take a dump on like on the floor, wipe up, throw everything on the floor, right? It didn't matter. And then you would enlarge and then you would just go like that and then throw it in the toilet and flush it. Like you could do whatever you wanted, you know, like at that point you could anything, literally anything. You could take a tiny Duke and then enlarge it to like triple your size and then go shove somebody into it that you don't like.
So basically you could weaponize it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could weaponize it. Yeah. I feel like they would be the perfect entities for that. Like Ant-Man and the Hulk would just be flinging poo all day long, particularly if it was Scott Lang influencing Bruce Banner in that aspect. I feel like that would work.
And of course, just like in real life, none of the female superheroes poop or pee. So,
of course
not. Yeah.
What about Firestorm?
Nuclear Man, again, that's another one of total evisceration. Like, he can do chemically anything within his body. Same thing with Metamorpho. They can do anything within their body to just completely annihilate that Duke. Like, so that's easy.
And Plastic Man?
Plastic Man, it probably comes out, like, somewhat pliable. So he could probably just go, pung, and fly, and it just goes, shoom, pung, 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 be like Silly Putty or something. That'd actually be fun. You know, you could have fun with turds.
Iceman.
Iceman. Well, when he's normal, which he can turn normal, he'd probably Duke. And when he wasn't normal, I don't know if he could. But if he could, it would probably come out frozen. And that would be interesting. You just drop frozen pellets out, you know. But I feel like also, since there's some type of moisture there, it could also just tinkle down and hit his leg or something and get stuck to him. And then he would like have a hard time getting rid of it. He'd have to turn back to human, wipe it up, and it would be a mess, just a wet mess. I wouldn't recommend it for Iceman. I would say just stay human if you have to Duke. Yeah. But
Martian Manhunter.
All right, one more. We're doing one more. Martian Manhunter. He Dukes like any normal person. This is the simplest one ever. He goes to the bathroom, whether he's a Martian or is a human, just like anybody else. His anatomy is very similar when he's morphed to be somewhat human. Now, as far as when he's in Martian form, we don't know the anatomy of a Martian well enough to know how exactly they poop. But I would know, since he is humanoid, even when he's in the Martian Manhunter form, that he would duke normally like a human would. So that would solve that issue.
Okay.
But that's it. That's it. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and, I want to thank you guys for indulging me in this segment of Everybody Poops, Superhero Edition.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Right. Viewer discretion is advised. Too late. And I also want to give a shout out to Half's Hot Sauce and Splatter Frog. Halfshotsauce.com. So, and splatterfrog.com. Go check them out. Buy some hot sauce. Buy some beer accessories, some mugs, some hats, some shirts. Enjoy. Save some money. We got discounts. Donald Hiccups is a 10% off coupon for Halves. And Short Box is a 20% off coupon for Splatter Frog. And with that, I want to thank you all. My name is Donald.
I'm Chris.
And my name is Kevin.
And if we don't see you out and about in any public restroom anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the Communio, clogged, and sometimes leaky comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.